Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-hosts Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Arnold.
M.R. Arnold.
How are you?
Oh,
how
right out you? The gate. Yeah. We're swimming and swinging.
We're all here.
Coming in hot.
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
It's so
me.
Nice to have you down from Boise.
Yeah.
This is a good time for you right now in the comedy world. You got a special that's going to be released on your website.
That's right.
Shotware.
Oh, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound as
an
great,
awesome but... special that you are self-releasing. That's amazing.
Indie. We're going with indie, I was indie. Told.
You're We're doing
indie.
It yourself. We have lots of friends. Jay Larson did it. Did a great job with it.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, nobody's coming up to Boise, Idaho asking me to do a comedy special. Netflix.
Which is a little bit of bullshit.
Hey, create,
maybe they'll see this and love it.
Create, don't wait. That is the motto of all good comedians.
Mm-hmm. Is it out right now?
Yeah, it's out right now. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us the website so people can get it.
EmmaArnoldComedy.com, and the name of my special is Yes, Please. You can find it on my website.
Where did you record it?
In Boise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you record at the festival or?
No. I did it back in June of last year nice. At the place I started comedy, which was kind of cool, Visualologist Collective. And I mean, it's legit. It has some real money behind it and it looks polished and
I'm
and
sure
fancy
it is. And you're a great comedian. So for those
Thank
who
you.
Love comedy, check this out. And I think feel like people who listen to podcasts already understand, hey, this is the way people put stuff out. And
this is
so,
independent art. Yes. Podcast is DIY indie art. You've come and found us. Please find this special. You're going to love it. You guys are the smart ones. The rest of the world, not so
smart.
So much.
Yeah. A lot of dummies out there doing their thing. I feel like dumb like every week takes a step into smart territory. Mm-hmm. What were we saying? Like smart's a rabbit.
I said smart's a rabbit.
And dumb is just petting it too hard. Like, stop.
Someone's got to be like, dumb, squeezing
don't
it.
Do it.
I like it. No.
Gentle hands.
I know you like it, dumb. His eyes should not be bugging out like that.
Stop it,
he likes me.
No, he doesn't like you.
And he doesn't like it.
He likes
no,
it.
No, he doesn't
he
like it.
He makes the noise because he likes
he doesn't
it.
Make the noise. He makes the noise because he can't breathe.
Stop it, dumb.
That is
Stop
the death
it.
Rattle.
Well, we have.
It would be really funny to see. Remember, like, the World War II where they show them, like, pushing the line against the Axis? It would be, like, a graphic of a map just, of, like, dumb and smart and, like, seeing where the line is being pushed across. Just, it's very far.
They're
right
encroaching,
now.
And we're trying to push the line back.
Right. Just a lot of smart people yelling, hold the
well,
line.
Well, here's one way
we're,
hold
we're
the
in
line.
A foxhole and we're trying to snipe at dumb through
we're
this
in a
podcast.
Fox tail,
how do you know? How do you guys know you're on the right side?
We don't.
That's the scary part.
That's a great point.
I drove away with the gas thing in my car the other day. Like, it was in the pumps.
See, it's getting you.
And I just drove away, and I saw this guy who was gassing up next to me go, oh, no! And then I looked back and was like, oh, my gosh. So might be...
But the hose was still in?
Yeah,
stuck
the hose
Emma.
Was still in the car. I drove away...
You're not doing...
Because you got in your car while you were pumping gas.
I got in
Don't
my car.
Don't do that. That's the problem. Bad. That's how
I
people
got
blow
in my...
up.
Yep, I drove away. Stand. I mean, it was done gassing up.
But still.
But still.
But
I just
still. Pulled.
And I went, I did park and go back and put it back in the thing
Aww,
and,
girl, that's
and be
nice.
Like,
yikes.
Sorry.
Good person.
Excuse me. But in Dumb People Town, they just keep driving and then blame the gas station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we have a great story, and Dan, you've got it sent to us by one of our awesome fans. Let's get into it.
Okay, here we go. This was sent by Tim E. at Timothy I _ LTD.
Not complicated at all.
I wonder if Tim E is Sheila E's son.
What if that's Sheila E's son?
Yeah.
Tim
or
E.
Easy's. Or Easy's Easy. Son.
I call, that's true. I call Sheila E S. Edelman because I think that's her last name.
Is it really?
Yeah. No.
Jay likes
not.
To go the other way.
That's common spelling on Timothy. Then EYE _
As
LTD.
I.
Limited.
Timothy I
_ limited.
Okay.
The, that's in all caps, one time you'd never hope, oh wait, let me take this again. The one time you'd hope never to encounter a spelling mistake.
By the way, it's the one time.
Right.
Excuse me. The one time.
Put some sauce on it, please.
Put some English on
right.
it.
Right. is when you're getting your child's name etched on your person. Tattoos, like children, are for life.
That's what a tattoo art. We went to a tattoo party. Do you have any tattoos?
I have several.
She has great ones. She has great stories about them. You posted it on Instagram. Come on. The one you posted about your wedding gown.
Oh, my God.
You put that out on Facebook.
Okay, but you
blush.
Come on.
If you put it, if it's good enough for Instagram, it's good enough for the podcast.
I only brought it up because you put it on Instagram.
By the way, they're not on your forearms.
I have two.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So on the underside. But like if you're standing there, standing just straight, you can't tell.
You can't tell.
Where's the one that you posted about?
I have
custom.
Let's hear it.
I have a massive tiger tramp stamp on my back, crawling towards my butt that I got when I was 18.
Great.
And there's a whole
idea.
Story, but we don't have time to get into for that. But
can you truncate the story?
There was this guy who friends.
That's it. Say no more. Moving on. No. There was this guy.
Okay. There was this guy.
He was selling speakers.
but he never
said he
sold
didn't believe in money. And I was like, I wonder if I get a tattoo if this guy will like me. Yeah.
He was
go
40.
To your wedding.
I was
18. Go to the Instagram post. Emma, this is gold.
This is gold.
All right. So we had a we were 20 when we got married. And we had a costume beach wedding. And I got a dress at a thrift store for $75.
Yeah, you did.
That I took to a seamstress and said, can you cut that back out of this so it shows my tramp stamp? And she did. Sure did. And
that's, I feel like that's on her. Someone should have been like, no, I can't do that. Nobody should do that.
I say, wear it.
Show it off.
So you were tigering.
It's big. It's crawling towards my butt. People are always shocked by it. It's been part of the reason as being single that I haven't been very promiscuous because it's a real shocker to show
that's
someone.
Your deterrent.
Yeah.
However,
I don't want to show that tattoo.
Dan, it's like your joke.
I mean, literally, like, fuck them if you want.
If you want to. Dan, it's like your joke. Like, if you don't have a hairy back, how do you know if people love you?
Right.
Yeah.
This is your litmus test. This is your litmus test.
That's true. It's my hairy back.
This is your hairy. Like, you can't grow hair on your back.
That's right. True.
But you can grow this.
Well, and the picture Dan is talking about, do go to my Instagram and look at it because.
Which is?
You're a great follow.
Sleeve hamster.
Sleeve hamster.
Which is a whole other thing.
Oh, God.
But there's a picture, my wedding picture, of us kissing for the first time. The crow is standing, clapping, like full makeup.
Yep.
You have to see the picture.
Brandon Lee.
Yes. Not himself, but someone
dressed
as the crow.
Him. You don't know.
It was a
ghost.
Really good costume.
The ghost of the crow.
May he rest in peace.
We're kissing, and he's just standing there, like, yes, applauding, looking very happy for
all
us.
All right.
And she hasn't made that, cover album art.
What that to me is like
cover art.
It is really great.
If Stevie Nicks was still alive, she'd be she is still alive.
The best part was I forgot about the picture. I found it on my wedding anniversary. We've been divorced 6 years, but I thought that picture was so funny. I sent it to my ex and I was like, this is so funny. And then he was furious that I was making fun of it. And he was
really?
Like, this is a very special picture between us. I was like, no, it's definitely not.
We still don't see eye to eye on things.
Oh, so you're what I'd be if I wasn't a comedian.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Unfortunately, one Swedish mother fell victim to an embarrassing typo after her tattooist, I don't think that's a word, misspelled
artist.
Her son Kevin's name as Kelvin. K-E-L-V-I-N.
So it's a hot, hot tattoo.
220 Kelvin on the Kelvin scale.
Tattoo.
I'm going to show you her arm. I mean, it's not even an accident. Like, this is a big...
Oh, my God.
Kelvin.
And it almost looks like he leaned in on the L.
Yeah. The L is the biggest.
The L is like a... If you want to see
the... beautifully written.
If you want to see the tattoo, you have to join the Facebook page. Here's the deal. We get way more thousands of downloads than the people who are on our Facebook page.
Right.
That thing should be up in the hundreds of thousands. So please join the Facebook page so you can see
guess
this.
Guess who, Emma, sorry if you don't understand this context, but you could figure it out, I'm sure. Guess who is a dumb people town fan, and was in one of our stories recently.
Ooh.
Oh.
The woman who had 14 pieces of a cockroach stuck in her ear listens to this podcast.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
And hit me up on Dumb People Town. I hope in the near future we might have
with all the cockroaches in her ear.
We might have an interview. We'll have a follow-up someday down the road.
Right.
But
fantastic. So I want this Swedish woman, wherever you are out there, call in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. But I mean, that is such a bad screw up. That is like other level.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is she doing? Is she not looking to see what is happening?
Maybe
she's on the outside
of her
arm.
She's got her eyes closed and just powering
through. How drunk is she? Really, I guess the question.
Not as drunk as she was when she was pregnant with Kelvin.
Kevin.
Miss Sandstrom.
Kelvin, wait, pause. Kelvin is a way better name than Kevin. I feel like she should just be like, oh, you know what? You were right.
This is what you are now.
Yeah.
You are Kelvin now.
Can we rebaptize a kid?
Mrs. Sandstrom wanted to get a sentimental inking to honor her children. She told the Blekinge, I don't know, Landstinding. I can't pronounce anything.
She told the Jens Lekman.
By the way, Kelvin Sandstrom is a way better name because there's actually a basketball coach for the University of Oklahoma. Used to be Oklahoma.
Everybody knows this.
India. Kelvin Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah.
Kelvin Sampson.
And Delilah.
Can you imagine if his name is Kelvin Sandstrom? And they ask the guy, and the guy does Kelvin Sampson on there. And that suddenly is like, wow, you're really.
Everybody messes
this Swedish woman
up.
Is really
you're
into
a huge
college
fan
basketball.
Of disgraced college basketball coaches who cheated and then got fired.
Also, if you look at this tattoo of Nova and Kelvin, doesn't it look like an indie band?
Yeah, this looks like a great album. Yeah.
I love you guys. Let's go to the main stage. Noah and Kelvin. Nova and Kelvin.
They're opening for Belle and Sebastian.
Nova and Kelvin.
Nova. And Kelvin.
Also, it's a husband and
also,
wife.
Also, that tattoo is a mess. Like, the letters are all scrunchy together. The L is the least.
This is coming from a woman who has a tiger crawling to her breast.
It kind of looks like, I know.
I don't want to, like, besmudge this tattoo artist, but the coloration is like, yes.
Let's besmudge him.
Is, like, prison
no, it
level
looks
ink.
Like she's had that tattoos for 30 years. Like, right. It looks aged, pre-aged. Right.
Are you saying prison because she's wearing black and white stripes?
Yeah. She's, you guys didn't know she's also a cosplayer as the Hamburglar?
Sorry, did not know that.
Also, it creeps me out that she wants to honor her kids. That makes me feel like
that's
passed.
That's always a controversial...
And it's just their
How
names.
How do you guys feel about kids?
Well, here's the deal. Tattoo for a kid is okay.
Tattoo of your children's name is okay. Fine.
But you only do portraits of people who have died, right?
Airbrush on a t-shirt, dead.
By the way,
that's what it is.
Decal on the back of your Chevy Tahoe, dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead for airbrushed sure. on a tombstone, dead. That's a Russian mafia.
One of my best friends, Bradford, you know people have those decals on the back of their cars? He wanted to get one that was him just standing there like a guy stick figure and then like four grave sites. Like little
and then like Calvin tombstones. And then Calvin peeing on him.
Kelvin.
I'm sorry.
Kelvin and Hobbs was one of my
favorites.
Nobody
can get this kid's name right. He's like Anne in Arrested Development.
I'm a huge fan of Kevin and Hobbs.
Lamb? Egg?
Kevin and Hobbs, that's the kid who never had an imaginary friend.
Right. Hobbs was a real person that beat him.
Kevin and Hobbs.
However, her heart stopped when she saw the air, figuratively.
Yeah. Like,
quote, I thought I was going to faint, she said. I said I wanted the names of my children tattooed on me, and I gave the artist their names. The artist drew the design, and I didn't ask anything about the spelling. So I didn't give it any more thought.
Yeah, because it's only permanent on your body.
This
Why
is
would
like
you double
the plaque
check?
That came out for Brandi Chastain. Did you see that?
Yeah, the old guy?
The golfer. No, it's Gary Busey.
It looks like an old man.
It looks like Gary Busey, and it's supposed to honor for the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. It looks like Gary Busey.
Or a drunk Mickey Rooney.
Right. It's supposed to be Brandi Chastain, and it's that. No one checked in on this artist throughout the process. It's like, that's looking like,
Jimmy Carter? So what you're saying is we're giving too much power and leeway to the artist itself.
It's your body. Like, double check. Quote, I wanted the names tattooed on me. They didn't ask anything, so I didn't give it any thought. It wasn't until later she noticed the glaring mistake.
Yeah.
I want to be there with the person who she showed it to.
Now, when you got yours on your arm.
Yeah.
Were you like watching it the whole time going like, this better be right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was watching the whole time. Yeah.
You were watching.
Yeah.
She returned to the artist who laughed and said there wasn't anything he could do.
Oh, boy.
What a dick.
After all, the young mother had been given a chance to review the tattoo before the work began, which
okay.
I guess she opted
on
out
her.
Of.
Now it's on her.
He agreed to give her a refund and handed her the phone number of a tattoo removal clinic.
So he basically did his job-ish?
Yeah.
Do you want to look at what I'm going to do here?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I trust you implicitly.
And then he still went as far to give the money back and say, here's a tattoo removal place.
He gave the money back. That to me is as big a gesture as anything
else. It doesn't say so, but I'm pretty sure that guy's name is Kelvin.
Yes.
Can't you turn the L into a star or something like that?
Yeah,
like
just
in the
make
middle
it into a palm
or a flower.
Tree.
Yeah, a palm tree in the middle.
When Sandstrom discovered that it would take multiple treatments to remove the tattoo,
yikes.
She and her husband opted for a different course of action.
Here we go. This is why it's dumb people town.
Quote, We decided to rename the boy.
Oh! No! What?
You guys were right.
You were right. You were joking, oh Randy. And that was, and now you're, oh what? My
this
God.
Is beautiful. This is beautiful. Wow. This is beautiful. Well, on every level.
That, to me, that says how bad she did not want to get tattoo removal yeah. treatments. Or, not how much she liked the name.
But you know how like you're building something and you mess up and you're like, well, there's going to be a shelf on the floor. And you're like, yeah. I know we don't need one, but that's now what it's going to be.
It's going to be a floor shelf.
It's way better than like taking it all apart and redoing it.
Just this line alone sounds like something Will Ferrell's character from Eastbound and Down would say. We decided to rename the boy.
I thought you were going to say she decided they'd have another baby. And they'd just be like, you know what? We'll put Kevin underneath.
Yeah, we'll just,
Kevin. Nova, Kelvin,
not in
and
order.
Kevin.
And then an asterisk says not listed yeah. in order.
Right. Not chronological.
Or some people tell us she could have been like, take the arm.
Take the arm.
Take the arm.
Take,
that's
take
only
the
one
arm
treatment.
At the elbow.
And it's above
my
the
arm.
Elbow.
I know. And then she leaves part of it. Kelvin is now the kid's name.
Yes. Miss Sandstrom and her husband have grown to love Kelvin. And it's unique, she explained. She said also that, quote, no one else has her son's name. Luckily, her young son has also taken well to his new moniker.
Luckily.
How old is this kid?
Luckily.
What's he going to do?
11. I'm joking. He's not 11.
What's he going to do?
Sandstrom. And for the rest of his life, you know he's going to be like, hey, Kevin. It's Kelvin.
It was
but
Kelvin.
How different is this kid going to turn out not being a Kevin? Like,
right?
She's rewritten. There's like string theory things
who
happening.
Who is naming
it? Totally. Butterfly.
It's a sliding yeah. doors. Sliding doors moment.
Great
That's
movie.
A yeah. moment.
Where does Kevin? What does Kevin do? What does Kelvin?
Kevin
do?
Was a banker. Kelvin's an artist. This is a whole new life
a
for this kid.
Kevin.
Thing.
Kevin was.
Why
in
am I Brody Stevens?
I heard Kelvin, it too, but I was going to let it go.
Kelvin can't commit.
That tattoo artist is a time traveler who he averted the apocalypse.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Like sitting around the tattoo artist water cooler. I'm assuming there's a water cooler there just filled with vodka.
Like, oh, sitting around that. Oh, you put two dolphins swimming around a sun?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I changed the kid's name.
I changed the course. Oh, you did a Chinese symbol?
I'm possibly the most influential artist
Kevin.
Of all time.
I got rid of one Kevin out of the pool.
How's that the Chinese symbol for hope?
Oh, Banksy. Oh, you had a movie made about you? I changed someone's name!
Changed a life.
It's powerful.
Sandstrom said she's okay with how things turned out and that her son was not affected by the name change. I think that's TBD.
Let's find that out. Yeah. I would put a yet on the end of that.
Yeah. Quote, He wasn't so old at the time of the tattoo, so he didn't think about it. He's 5 now, but when I got the tattoo, he was approaching 2, which you guys have kids. I don't. That's old enough to the kid recognizes their name at 2. 100%.
No.
Right. No?
You could be
2.
Yeah.
You can swing it.
You could
like,
be. I was saying Kelvin the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of.
I mean,
tip
I know he won't remember.
Kelvin.
Yeah, you do. Kelvin.
So Kelvin.
Hey, Kay. Come here, Kay. We just call him Kay.
How about this? What's up, Kelvin?
Hey, Kelvin.
So, Kelvin. This is your guys' I trick my kids' parent voices that you're using right
Kelvin.
Now.
Come here, Kelvin.
Hey, what's up,
Kelvin? You sound like Ryan Sickler when you say that. That's what that's
like. Kelvin. Hey, Kelvin, come on.
Hey, Kelvin.
Come on.
Come on, man. Hey, Kelvin. Kelvin.
Come on.
Kelvin, get over here.
Get in here, Kelvin.
Come on, Kelvin.
He said, Kevin. He said, come on, Kevin. That's my sickler right there.
That's a good sickler.
That's a good sickler.
Kevin. I'm pulling it off. It could go either way.
Any town that's like, who's Ryan Sickler? 1, get on the crab feast. 2, go listen to episode 2 of Dumb People Town.
Oh, he brought it.
Ryan Sickler. Okay. The family have just welcomed their third child.
Oh, call that child Kelvin.
Boy or girl. You can call a girl
yeah,
Kelvin.
It's
She's gender. Really leaning yeah. in on the other people don't have my kid's name. Because Nova is unique.
Uh-huh.
Then they toned it down with Kevin and the universe was like,
The universe was like, let's fix that.
Universe said you went too normal.
So then the third kid is Freya. F-R-E-Y-A.
Freya, my daughter has a friend named Freya.
I like Freya.
I like it.
My daughter's. Can I tell my Freya story?
Yes.
Yeah,
can
of
I
course.
Tell this story?
It's our town.
Do you want to hear a story of
you have the floor.
How I can't control how I won't let things go? You ready for
yes,
a story?
Yes.
Okay.
Like
this
it
is
has
his
to do
dumb
with Freya.
People time.
So I go in the morning to drive my daughter's friend to the, and I was wondering how we were going to, how I was going to ever tell this story, but now that we have an opportunity.
You, you have a Freya opening.
Yeah. Right, I have a Freya opening. So I go to drive my daughter and my friend Peter's daughter, Piper, I drive her to school in the morning. I drive them to middle school, okay? And I always go up, drive up to Peter's house. He's up the road from me in my neighborhood. I try and text her to see if she'll come out. Usually she could be downstairs in her house. Right. I honk just lightly twice to make sure that she comes out.
Though,
not every time. And I don't pick her up every morning. We switch off. Sure. So it's rare. So this morning I go to bring up, I go to pick up Freya, who is her friend from England. Cute girl with a British accent. So cute. Mm-hmm. And I go to bring her to school that day. So I go up the street and pick her up. So now I have a new kid in my back seat, and she's so sweet, and it's my daughter's friend. And we go down. Well, actually, day before I went, and I honked in the morning, and some guy with a Wheaton Terrier mix, like a Labradoodle, and dressed like he was going to work, he comes by my window and knocks on my window and is like, he's like, hey, listen, can you not honk your horn? I was like, yeah, I texted her and
I would have been like, yeah, I also can do it.
Yeah, I was like,
I have both options.
I was like, yeah,
this car comes with both.
He's like, can you not honk your horn? And I said, yeah, I texted her to see if my and my got to get my daughter to school, so right. I got to let her know that I'm here. He's like, yeah, it's just, you know, really the beep beep beep. It's like all the time. It's like, can you just not do it anymore? And he's like, also, you're driving too fast around here. And so, and then just walked away. And I was like, on a whole day, I was like, okay,
first of all, Ryan, I would have been like, so really, you're mad at a lot of people.
Okay.
But you decided to talk to me.
Right. And then he leaves. And so I'm like, okay.
You ran him over.
And I said, if I see this guy again, I was like, I'm going to
I'd screech up behind him so hard and just lay the wall.
In your quiet-ass car.
If I see this guy again, I'm going to say something. So the next morning.
You have Freya in the car.
I have Freya in the car. I've never had her in my car ever. Okay.
Gotcha.
I go down to Piper's. Mm-hmm. I go to pick her up.
And there he is.
And this guy starts walking towards our car with the thing. And I was like, I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, I just wanted to say that I'm like nervous because I got this kid in my bag. I'm like, I don't know how I can push this with a new kid. She's
and
so sweet.
Your adrenaline's going up.
Adrenaline is up. My dander is up. My adrenaline's up. And I was like, hey, listen, I just want to say, I respect what you said about, you know, me driving too fast, and I will definitely, it's not like I'm trying to drive fast, but sometimes I'll live for things, and, you know, I'll definitely keep that in mind. The request that you made for me to stop honking my horn is the most ridiculous request that anybody has made in history. That is ridiculous beyond belief, and you should know that. And he's like, well, you know, I drive carpool all the time. I'm like, great, so do I. I drive carpool all the time, probably more than you do.
Ooh, it's an old-fashioned carpool.
I was like, it's a carpool up. It's a carpool up.
How much carpool do you drive?
How much carpool?
You drive?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Are you driving to gymnastics every day? You driving to this?
You go to religious school, fool?
I do it on the weekend. I do it on the weekend. I drive all over the place. I drive carpool. And I was like, and he starts walking away. And I was like, let me tell you a story. And he's like, I don't have time for this. And starts walking away. And I was like, oh, really? I had time to listen to you lecture me yesterday. And he's starting to walk away. I was like, I have a next door neighbor and she doesn't have an electronic garage door opener. And every time she pulls up to the house, she has to honk to get her husband, who's a fake Marine, to come out. And
unload,
have him open the garage
your baggage.
And have
him fake, fake Marine is unbelievable.
Have him open the garage door. How many times I've asked, told her to stop honking? Zero. Because nobody asked that. Nobody. And he's walking away, and I was like, last night I was like, honk, honk. That's it. And I was like, yep. And then this poor girl is in the backseat, like, oh my God.
Oh, Oh my God. Daisy's father is cracking up.
It's so he's gone mental.
So that, I literally was like, those confrontations you have with people.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I see this guy again, I'm just going to just walk by him and just drive by him, shake my head. I'm going to lay on some horns.
I'd roll
over
the window and be like,
boo to you and everything that you're doing.
A lot of honking today.
That's a lot of honking.
How's your carpool going?
It did feel good to honk. It did feel good to honk.
Feels good.
Of course.
Lay the horns.
I was like, oh yeah, you're walking away from me. I don't get to adhere to what you're asking me to do. So forget about it.
Every day you should honk.
Every day.
Every day. Three times.
Yeah.
There's nothing anyone can do.
I don't know how your horn sounds. I'm just guessing. That's what I think your horn sounds like.
I like your version of my horn.
I hope somebody rips that sound of you doing that clean and makes that their text notification. So the family has just welcomed their third child, Freya, and Mrs. Sandstrom is looking to go under the needle once more. However, this time she promises to be better prepared. Quote, I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper and check it over 10,000 times. The paper's not the problem.
Yeah, no.
Check with the artist.
Get ready to start.
Not the piece of paper.
Frayla?
Get ready to start calling.
Frayla.
I was going to say Frida.
Fryer. Fryer.
I hope you like Eric Clapton, honey, because your new name is Layla.
Frayla, you got me on my knees. Frayla.
Sickler'd be thrown out. Hey, hey, Frayla.
Hey, you got
hey,
it.
Hey, Frayla. Hey, Freya.
Gavin.
Hey, Freya. All right, guys, that's our mini story with Emma Arnold. Please do yourself the pleasure and the privilege of getting her new special, Yes, Please. What's the website address?
It's EmmaArnoldComedy.com.
Boom. That's so easy.
EmmaArnoldComedy.com. Check it out.
And the festival that you do.
Yes, I co-run a festival with Dylan Haas in Boise, Idaho.
Dan has done it and headlined it and done really well. What time of year is that festival usually?
September 6th through 9th. And this year, Kinane is our main headliner. But you should look at our lineup, 208 Comedy Fest. It's great. We had somebody come from Chicago last year, and somebody also came from Australia. Like, it's a fun festival.
Well,
people come from all
fun.
Over.
Boise is
really
a really
great.
Cool town. So if you're thinking, hey, I want to check out Boise and I actually want to go there at when something really cool is going on, this is a great opportunity.
208 Comedy Festival. It's worth your time and money.
Yeah. Anytime you are in town, please come and do our show. And at some point, I'm going to go on your Instagram. We got to see the tiger.
You got to see
the tiger. You got to take the tiger by the tail.
Sleep answer.
Oh, shit. We got to get back to work. Dum, dum, dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.